Today, we're tackling the question that defines your digital ministry. Which streaming plan is the right fit for your church? Are you paying too much, or maybe you should be actually upgrading? Well, it all happens next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Hello, it's the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
Steve Lacy, it's allergy season for me. I don't know about you, but for me it is.
I don't suffer as bad, but my son has a terrible time. And then my grandson has a terrible time, too. They both... My son, Ryan, had growing up, we had a nebulizer, and we would use that quite often because he couldn't breathe. Again, we were in Southern California where there was smog and terrible stuff. But yes, it was, where he couldn't breathe. It was just not disturbing as a parent when you're watching your kid not able to breathe. So absolutely. Now my grandson has the same thing. And then my son, who will never admit to any discomfort or illness or anything.
Which son is that?
That is Ryan. Ryan had heart surgery when he was 8 days old. And it, I don't know if it had an effect, but he is the toughest kid around. Yes, he's... does not want anything to slow him down.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Well, you know, it's funny. I'm sure people listening to this podcast all over the country and probably all over the world, as far as we know. I mean, when I grew up in Ohio, allergy season varied, but a lot of time it was summertime for me. Ragweed and pollen and all that stuff. But and I have a little bit of that maybe in the springtime here in Tucson, Arizona. But I've just noticed now that it's just somehow this is November and it's just kicking in and it's bothering my eyes. And
the rest of the country's covered in snow, so they don't know what you're talking about.
They have no clue what's going on here. But anyhow, so my eyes are a little scratchy or itchy or whatever. All right. So enough of this. Your life going okay? You have any visitors in your home lately?
We're having new visitors this weekend.
Well, who might they be?
Five new visitors that are going to come live with us. Two that are four-legged and three that are not. So, yes, my other son and his wife have to be out of their house on Saturday. So,
eviction's a hard, cruel, hard thing.
It is. I know they should have kept up payments, but they decided why pay when you don't have to. No,
they sold their house. They sold their house. They're buying a new one, and they haven't quite been able to. It's not closed yet. The deal is not officially closed.
The old house is closing on the new people are moving in, I guess, Saturday or Sunday. Yeah. And so they've got to be out of there, and they can't move into their house for another week or 10 days or something like that. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fun. My wife is going to leave me and go to New York, so she's going to miss about half the adventure.
You have the life, don't you? Well, yeah, I remember the closest thing I got. Go ahead.
You have the life. It all happens in October and 1 week in November, and then it's over.
All right. Well, I think you've been to the place I used to live, Red Meadows Place there up in North Ranch. I remember we bought the place and we moved in, and I don't remember they were supposed to put new carpet in. That was part of the deal, and they were way behind. And so we couldn't put our furniture in, and we closed on our other house and we couldn't. So we put all our furniture in the garage. I mean, we closed on the deals, so we had the keys, but they hadn't put in the new carpet. And so we couldn't put our furniture in because, they got to rip up the old carpet and all that. So we end up, I think, sleeping on I think we slept on the floor or something for a couple days or so because we couldn't put the furniture in because anyhow. All right, nobody cares about that. So what people do care about, probably not either, but this is episode number 497. We're about to do 500. Nobody cares about 500 except us, but we're trying to figure out what are we going to do for 500, because 500 is not really even 500. We've probably done many more than 500, but as far as the count goes. And so your suggestion was do the top, you were going to suggest the top five, talk about the top five podcasts, right?
No.
And I was, no, the top worst five, the best, the stupidest. What was your suggestion?
I was going to do the top five moments in streaming church history. So
top five moments in streaming church history.
Yes.
Our company.
Yes, okay. Company history. Right.
But there was discussion about the top five podcasts, too. Somebody threw that out there.
I wouldn't be able to pick the top five podcasts, but yeah.
I can tell you the five worst. Maybe I'll do that. That'll be my part. I don't know. Nobody really. Well, you know, it might be interesting. So people might want to tune in. And look, if you're listening to this or watching this, you know, if you have some suggestions on what we should talk about for 500, send it our way. Just go to streamingchurch.tv and you can do that. All right. I don't know. Anyhow, we'll celebrate it sometime in December. Nobody, like I said, probably nobody really cares except us, but it'll be kind of fun for us, right? Because we never have any fun around here. All right. What are we going to talk about today, Steve?
So we're talking about which streamingchurch.tv plan is right for your ministry.
So, we have, and a lot of people don't know this. We've had customers for years. And a lot of them don't even know, like, ooh, you guys have a plan like that? Or you mean we could do this? Yeah, you could. And we do send out newsletters a couple times a week, and we do send up updates to people. But, you know, nobody reads their email, right? And so we have four plans now. A lot of people don't even know that. We started with one. And then we've grown to four plans. And so it might be kind of good to quickly review those, because maybe some of our customers are listening and they might want to modify or change their plan. Or if you've never listened to this podcast, or you listen but you're not a customer, you might be surprised at what we have. And so we thought we would go over these things and we'll just do it. So I put on the notes the first one, which was, it's a newer plan that we've had for a number of years, but it's the newer plan, not the newest, but the newer plan. And that was the Platinum plan. That wasn't the first plan we had. But we have a Platinum plan.
And it's, wherein did it take birth? It took birth right around COVID, right? I think around COVID.
I don't remember. I hate the fact that I can't remember anything. So I don't know if this is the onset of dementia or what, but I just don't remember if it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago.
I think it was 5 years ago. So anyway, because Mike was a part of our team because Mike named it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
And I guess it was 5 years ago. About Platinum? We said, that sounds good.
As opposed to coal or iron.
Yes.
we should name the other ones like that too. All right. So Platinum plan. First of all, why should people, what is it? Why should people care about this? And why might they want to use it?
And this is kind of the timing of, social media was just starting doing live streaming as well. And so it was becoming popular to forward your stream onto social media. So we introduced the Platinum plan that would allow you to take your stream that you're sending to your church's website and push it on to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other places as well. So it was an additional feature that that we needed to pay for. And so we created it as a separate plan. So,
right. Okay. And so there's a lot of things that come with all of our plans. So I don't know if we want to cover all that right now or not.
Yeah,
maybe at the end. There's a lot of bells and whistles that come with all of them.
Right. And so, I mean, that was kind of the big piece of why the birth of the Platinum Plan. But we also threw in a free, we do branded channels for Roku and Apple TV. Mm-hmm. So that rather than sending viewers to the streaming church.tv channel and finding your church and then tuning in, we'd create a channel in the Roku and the Apple TV lineup that would be named after your church or your church in your city. If you're First Baptist Church, it's probably not a great name for a channel on Roku or Apple TV, but First Baptist Church Tucson, now that would be a good one. So anyway, we offer an Apple TV or a Roku channel included with the Platinum Plan. And the other thing is you get a free Phil Thompson concierge service as well.
That's right. I'll serve you coffee, breakfast in bed, coffee with whipped cream on the top. I'll find a good table for you at a restaurant. Isn't that what a concierge does?
Yes. He probably won't serve coffee, but he will be at your beck and call. So you can.
Or is that a maitre d'? Maybe I'm confused with maitre d'.
No. anyway, you're the guy that will walk up beside them and with others on the team as well if you're not available. But
yeah,
if anybody has any special needs or special request or has a problem with can't get this camera to come on every time that I turn it on or, you know, whatever it may be having to do with streaming where we might be able to help out, we are at your beck and call. So
that's right. And who wouldn't want to have some time with me? I mean,
yes.
Who wouldn't want to spend that?
Yes.
Yeah. It's that hour you'll never get back. Okay. So, yeah. So that's one of the things that we have. And there's other bells and whistles, but again, as I mentioned just earlier, a lot of them are in the other plans. So I guess probably the next question about the Platinum Plan is, what does it cost?
Platinum Plan is $179 a month.
Okay, $179 a month.
Free 30-day trial. So yeah, if anybody's out there, then they want to switch up to the Platinum Plan, and they are free to do so. Any of these plans you can change at any time. So yeah.
You can kick the tires.
Yeah.
So then there's another plan that we've had for a long time. And did Mike name this one too? Because we named the other one Platinum.
It's hard to remember here.
We don't know what we did.
This is kind of the old dog in the house here is the premium plan. Because that was
premium
the
plan.
Yes, the premium plan, which is just below the Platinum Plan. And that's what we started offering initially. And then we've...
I don't think... We didn't call it premium initially, did we? But maybe we did.
I don't know. We only had one plan, I think, in the very beginning. So
like just streaming here.
Streamingchurch.tv. So yes.
Right, so it's a premium plan. Why choose the premium plan? What is it?
So with the premium plan, the main thing there is we do server-side recording and we store all of your video storage with the premium plan. That's the one thing that kind of sets it apart. And with the Platinum and the Premium and the other plans it's become less of a deal over the years, but early on we had different quality levels of stream that we would offer. And with the lower ones, it was up to a certain, it was HD, 720 HD. And the premium plan is, we call it Ultra HD. And don't get carried away because what has not kept pace with the streaming is kind of the bandwidth capabilities of everybody involved. So you're
getting there though.
Yeah. And the other thing is the majority of people at least half, I don't know if I could say this for every church, but for a lot of churches, they're watching on mobile devices. So the difference between a 4K and an HD and a 720p, only the most discerning would be able to tell. And actually, even then, they wouldn't be able to tell. Still looking on
mobile
phone.
Devices. on mobile devices. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something. And by the way, we have all those analytics available. So if you don't know, we stream every week, but we're not sure who's watching on what kind of device, we actually have that information available to you if you stream with us.
Yeah. A lot of church-based stats. So yeah. And then these things kind of go, everything that you get in the Platinum plan is available on the Premium plan. So some of the things that were features introduced with the Premium plan, and this was introduced, I think, during COVID or right soon after COVID, was the Simulated Live service.
Simulated Live. What was that? What is that?
That was the ability to take a pre-recorded service and broadcast it as though it's live. And so you don't need to have the cameras. You don't need to send your stream from your facility. If you lose power at the church or the church is flooded or people can't come to church, then you can still do Simulated Live by running typically it's a previous broadcast that you had streamed and recorded. And it also gives you an opportunity, which some churches have taken advantage of doing midweek services. So you could do a midweek service without involving the worship band and the volunteers and everybody else. You could just rerun the service from the weekend, but have an online host and kind of do a live service during the week. So anyway.
Yeah. And you wouldn't have to be at the church. I mean, you don't have live encoders is what you got to have the stream live with. But with this, if it's pre-recorded, you don't need a live encoder. You could just set it up the stream and you don't have to be at the church. You don't have to be using equipment.
Yes, exactly. And we talk about some of the things in the Premium plan. We have some online video editing tools. We have the ability to trim videos, and just released last week, right, is our new sermon clipper that will allow you to either manually go and pull segments from your sermon and create a sermon clip for social media, or let AI suggest a half a dozen or so clip highlights from your social media, and then you can push those out to your social media channels. So
the sermon clipper. Yeah. So that's available obviously on the Platinum plan we just talked about and this Premium plan. And as you said, all these things are available on both plans. Has anybody made a change on our website to include the sermon clipper now in the different tools that we have?
I think we have not.
I thought about that yesterday. Yeah. We need to add that to our list of, features.
Yeah, we typically put the latest feature at the top of the features. We need to do that. Forgot about that.
Yeah, make a note of that. All right. Yeah, so that's a nice little tool that we've fooled around with a little bit, but now it's officially released and it's there. And so the Premium plan, as we mentioned earlier, you got an online editor, you can trim. You can edit your stuff. You can use a sermon clipper. And then, I don't know, should I throw all these other things out or wait till we go down a little ways?
I don't know.
We do have a mobile app, which, again, comes with all our plans. Let's just go down. So what is the Premium plan cost?
So the Premium plan costs $127. Wisdom from a fellow business owner many, many, many years ago. He said, you want to have your pricing plans end with a 7. And so we took that advice very, very long time ago, and we've just never changed it. So
yeah, but the Platinum is 179, right?
Yes, it is. So we ignored that wisdom.
So we need to
change
it to 177 there.
Yeah. Well,
179. All right. So this is 127 a month.
Yes.
And I might as well just say this. We do price matching as long as we're doing apples to apples and oranges to oranges.
Yes.
So what I mean by that is, you can tell us and say, hey, we're only paying $49 for this plan. Will you match it with your Platinum plan? It's like, what's the $49 plan? Well, it's, somebody jumping around on roller skates or something, It's not the same, right? So we're not going to match price match something that's different, different levels or whatever, different options. Yeah. But if they're very similar, oranges to oranges, apples to apples, then there's a good chance we'll match that price.
Yes. All right. And moving along smartly, right? Because we only have a few minutes left here.
Oh, my gosh.
And we got to get to the most exciting one here. Yeah. So basic plan. Basic plan is your basic streaming, no online video storage available. And then I got to mention with the premium and the platinum, it's unlimited. Unlimited streaming.
Unlimited storage for your media vault. Yeah.
Yeah, and unlimited streaming time and unlimited storage. So
Basic doesn't have that option. Now, you get a media vault with all of these plans.
Yes, you get a media vault that you can embed on your website and or use as you so choose. But the difference is with the Basic plan, we don't store the videos in on our storage location. But you can load YouTube videos and or any video that's stored somewhere else into the media vault, create a thumbnail, give it a date and time, and organize it in series or folders or however you want
to organize it. You'd put the links in there. And so when people clicked on it, instead of it playing from one of our servers, it would be playing from the YouTube server or whatever that might be. So... yeah, so you definitely could do that. And you could put, now you could upload MP3s. My church, after I left your church and was at another church, we had a media vault with you guys, but we had the basic plan and we just had, we didn't put videos. We just put MP3 files. So we just did our podcast. So you can put MP3 files and work with that on the basic plan. So the basic plan still has analytics, detailed reports. You can do all these different things. We provide support like we do for all the other ones 7 days a week. But the price is
$79 a month.
$79. So again, we should have made it $77 because it doesn't end with a seven.
We gave up on that original pricing strategy.
All right. Well, it didn't work. All right, so basic plan is another option you could use. And now on to the latest. Yeah. Let me give you a drum roll. My drum roll's not very good. Sorry.
We have never raised our prices on anybody. That's kind of why the 127 lived on, I think, because we don't want to raise our prices on anyone. So anyway.
We never have raised our prices. We never have.
No, haven't.
All right, so let's
crazy
move on
people.
Here.
All right. Yeah, well. So
what's the fourth plan? What's the newest plan? The fourth plan.
The newest plan just introduced a few weeks ago. When was it introduced? A few weeks ago. Anyway, we call it the social embed plan. So I talked about how streaming on social media has become popular, over the years. And so this will allow you to use your social media streaming engine, Facebook or YouTube, and embed it on your church website and have all of the tools that you have for doing church online through your stream that'll be running through the Facebook in the background, but it looks like everything's running locally right there on your church website.
All right, let me just clarify this. All right, so because people could do that now, but they wouldn't need us to do that. But the difference here is they could use the streamingchurch.tv video chat platform, right?
Video chat platform. And you could embed on your website, but you would need to update that embed code, update your website for every service or every
week.
If you didn't use us, yeah. So, yeah, okay. I was caveating the yeah, you could do this without us, but... would be a lot of work if you wanted to embed it on your own website.
Yeah, if you didn't use us, I hope I'm not confusing people here, but yes. God knows I never do that. But yeah, I mean, you could, if you didn't have us in the picture and you just were doing Facebook and you wanted to have it on your website or YouTube, you would have to jump through several hoops every week, a new embed code, put it on your website, make sure it's working, make sure nobody goofed anything up. and you'd be good. If you use a social embed plan that we just developed, you only have to embed one time
to set it up. Yes, and then you use the same embed code that we do with all the other plans. You embed once and forget it, and it runs inside of your church online platform, our streaming church online platform with chat and web hosts and the Bible and maps and all of the tools that you have at your service for doing online service.
People can give online.
As opposed to being at a Facebook page where people get, here's an ad. It popped up here. I'm going to go chase this thing over here. And, with all the distractions, you're typically what churches that stream on Facebook or YouTube, they have a link to their Facebook page. And so people go to Facebook and then your stream's there, and as well as everything else on Facebook. So
same with YouTube, right?
Yeah, same with YouTube. So
you're going to get distracted. You could get distracted. You could see things. Whereas this time, they're just going to your own church website.
Yes.
And you have the tools. People could give online right there.
Yep.
A prayer request. Everything's there. But you're not using us as your streaming server, per se. We're not the content delivery network if you go with the social embed plan that we're just talking about here. And so so you get this option. The cost is much more affordable if you're starting out with a church, a very small church, a lot of value to it. It's a very simple setup. And again, you get unlimited audience and bandwidth. So it sounds like a pretty good deal if you're just starting out with streaming or you just are in a situation where you got to cut the budget.
Yes. So this plan for a limited time here is only $19 a month.
$19 a month, at least at this point.
Yes.
So now we say we never raise our prices.
Yeah, we may.
That could change with this plan. Because this is dirt cheap, in my opinion.
Yes, this is priced very aggressively.
I didn't agree to this, did I? I don't remember.
You don't get some of the things you get with the basic plan, like your stream on Roku and on Apple TV and the other plans that will not be included on this social embed plan.
Yeah. And if the stream goes down on YouTube or Facebook, I mean, we'll try to help you. We will try to help you Sunday morning. But if it's on Facebook's end, I don't have Mark Zuckerberg's phone number anymore. And he doesn't like me anymore. And whoever the guy with YouTube, which is now Google, they're not. That could happen. We're pretty reliable. And they're pretty reliable, too. But there are problems that people experience on these other social media platforms.
Yeah. And the other thing is, if you're new to streaming and you want to start streaming and you've never done it before, we can help you. Everyone's going to need either an encoder, either hardware or software encoder. We know what those things are. We're a preset on most of those. So we're going to be able to walk you through, get you going. So you do have the support, even with the social embed plan.
That's right. 7 days a week.
There you go.
Live support. All right. So those are four plans that we have. So we have grown over the years. The company's been going since 2001. And then I don't think I mentioned there's church management tools. There's a mobile app that you get. There's a lot of things that we have because we've just done it over the years to serve churches. And so sometimes it can get a little bit you log in, you're like, oh, man, you guys have a lot of stuff here. Well, you don't have to use it all, but we have some stuff that would be very beneficial for your church. That's what we do. That's all we do. Church is not a second thought for us like it has been for some companies. We have always centered on the church and trying to serve the church. So there you have it. All right. Sound good?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So if you have questions about this, I know we ran through this stuff pretty quick. Just reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv. You can chat with us live. If we're not there live, you can still leave a message in the chat box. I would encourage everybody to go to streamingchurch.tv and, Take a look at our resources on that website, or even our features. There's a feature page and a resource page, right?
I have a challenge for you. Is go to streamingchurch.tv and experience the difference. Chat with us. Call us. And then go to somebody else you may be considering and try chatting with them and try calling them. Mm. I mean, a lot of them do offer those things, but it's you won't get to the level of service and attention that you will with us. So
this is true. It's really a serious thing that we really mean it. So anyhow, that's it. So there you go. All right. Yeah. So I think that's a good way to end this thing. We certainly want to help your church any way we can. And that's why we do it. We have webinars we've done. You can look at our past webinars, all designed for ministry and helping churches, and past podcasts, and blogs, blog.streamingchurch.tv is another one, and lots of resources. Okay. I think we're done here, don't you?
All right. Yeah, sounds good.
Remember, any feedback you want to give us, we would appreciate it. And if you haven't subscribed to the Church Solutions Podcast, please do so wherever you get your podcast. Church Solutions Podcast, we are here for you. Number 500 is coming up, and we're looking forward to doing that, as well as serving and answering more questions for people who are involved in ministry. So he is Steve Lacy. I'm Phil Thompson. And we'll wrap it up here. Please take care of yourself and each other. And we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.